The Gemara Daf Daleh Amud Aleph brings down that if you have a sukkah which is gevaya l'mala me'esrim amah, and you build an itztaba, you build a platform to be memait the height of esrim amah. So if the itztaba is min hatzad, it's on the side of the sukkah, so it doesn't really have three walls. So in order for this to make your sukkah kosher, you have to make sure that there's less than daramas between the itztaba and the wall which is further away, and that way you could be mitzarif that wall through the din of daifin akuma. But if it's more than 4 amas away, you don't say daifin akuma, and then the itztaba min hatzad won't help you because the itztava does not have three walls. But if there's less than dalamas, it's mavur that the itztava is now a kosher sukkah. It's memait the height of esrim, and you'd be able to sit in the itztava, and you have a kosher sukkah. The question is, what about the area of the sukkah which is outside of the itztava, the area of the sukkah which is remains lamalam esrim? Is that part of the sukkah kosher as well, or not? So this is a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that would be kosher, and you could sit in the part of the sukkah that is outside of the itzvah, and other rishonim say that no, it's only the itzvah that's kosher, but the chelik of the sukkah, which is outside of the itzvah, which is l'mala me'asrim, that part would be pasul. And the question is, what is this machlekes talion? What are these rishonim arguing about? And it would seem that the machlekes would be talion a very yesodistic chakira in the din of daifin akuma. How does daifin akuma work? L'chaim, you can understand in one of two ways. One pshat would be that when you have a wall which is far away from the schach, and you have schach pasul in between, so the din of daifin akuma says that we could slide the wall over. You take that wall from where it is, you slide it over to where you need it to be. Mashal, you'll slide it over all the way down to the itztava if it's less than dal amis, and now you have three walls around your itztava. So that's one way of understanding daifin akuma. Or the pshat is no, that the wall does not slide over; the wall remains where it is. But the pshat is that the wall is nisakim; the wall becomes bent. It becomes crooked, and the schach, which is attached to that faraway wall, becomes a chelik of the wall. That becomes part of the daifin. It becomes like an L-shaped wall, and we look at it as if the wall extends all the way from where it is, all the way through the schach, until the itztava. So the schach also becomes a chelik of the daifin. So those are two ways of understanding this. If the pshat is that the wall is nisakim and becomes an L-shaped wall, and the schach is part of the wall, the schach now becomes a daifin, then it would seem that you would not be able to sit in that chelik of the sukkah, which is outside of the itztava, because you're not sitting under the schach, you're sitting under a daifin, and that's obviously not kosher. You can't sit under a daifin. But if the pshat is that the wall slides over, so the wall now slid over until the itztava, so now the schach, which is l'mal me'asim, remains schach kosher, and then you would be allowed to sit under that part of the sukkah l'char, even though it's l'mal me'asim, but that would be psal ha'itzim in the sukkah, like Rashi says, and then it would be mutter to sit under that chelik. So l'char, this machlekes rishonim would be tali on the schachira, how daifin akuma works. Does the wall slide over? Does the schach become a chelik of the wall? There's many diukim from the Rishayim, or even beferish at times, how they hold in the shayla. The Moshe Rashi over here says, pretty beferish, that we look at it as if the schach, it becomes a chelik of the wall. The wall is nisakim. Rashi says that on Daf Yud Zayin as well, and he brings a very shtaker raya. He says, we know that when it comes to aver, you don't say daifin akuma. Daifin akuma is only when there's schach pasul in between, but by aver, you don't say daifin akuma. So if the pshana daifin akuma is that the wall slides over, then you should surely say by aver. It's easier to slide over the wall when there's aver than when there's schach pasul, but the pshat is that the schach pasul becomes a chelik of the daifin. We understand why you would only say it by schach pasul, not by aver, because by aver, there is nothing that could become a chelik of the daifin. The aver can't become a chelik of the daifin. So that would be a shtaker raya to that side. So that would be bepashas what this machlekes rishonim is telling on how to understand the din of daifin akuma. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more to say about this inyan, and there's other ways to learn it, other havanas in the rishonim where this is not necessarily mukhach, and there's a chiddush nifla from Reb Ruchem Olshan Shlita who wants to say that even if you hold it, the pshat is that the like Rashi, that the daifin is nisakim, the schach now becomes part of the wall, and it's all part of the daifin. Still, there would be a makom to say that you could sit under the wall, you could sit in the chelik of the sukkah, which is not part of the itztava, and that's because he's mechadosh gemalik echidosh, that the din of yeshiva besukkah is just to sit in a sukkah that has schach and tfanis, but not that you have to be bedafka under the schach. Even if what's on top of you has a din of a daifin, that's still considered yeshiva besukkah, and that's why he wants to say that this tli is not necessarily mukhrach. And if you want to see more about this Indian, you can take a look in the Sefer Yerech Lamaydim on Sukkis in Simon Lamed Gimel, Lamed Al, Lamed Hey, Befrat, and Simon Lamed Gimel. And you take a look in this Simonim where he's Marchiv, Baifan Nifla, on this Indian, and all the Shitas HaRishayim. And this is something to keep in mind as we go through the Sukkis, the different Sukkis of Daifin Akuma, to see how this all works out.